This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jim Duncan is live in studio, local realtor, blogger. He's with the Nest Realty Company and joins us on occasion for a real estate update. We'll just change gears here. I wanted you to hear that, Jim, and I appreciate you waiting while I could do that because I wanted to share that press conference with people because folks haven't had a chance yet to hear. WINA has been playing extended clips, but they haven't had a chance to hear the entire thing from beginning to end. And if we have time again today, I'm going to play that again. And it'll be podcast, WINA.com, at cvillepodcast.com. Just horrible, horrible news here, isn't it?
Pretty much. It's indescribable.
Yeah, it's just tragic, tragic. And gosh, well, let's see if we can change gears and talk about the real estate market, if we can, the very latest, and when is it going to get better? Are there any signs that all the people who are underwater on their mortgages are going to...
not me.
You're making a face that says, not anytime soon.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that we are looking at, I think I've been saying for 3 years that we are in a market in transition. And I think the transition is just continuing to transition in and of itself. We have the volume of sales in the Charlottesville area are up in some categories dramatically from a percentage wise year over year, or actually quarter over quarter. But what we're seeing is I think that may be a false indication of what's going to happen in the next 3 to 5 years, because in my opinion, there's no real way to really track that accurately in our region. Is I think a lot of that has been driven by the tax credit, the $8,000 tax credit that has been extended 2 to 3 times over
so
the last two
that,
years.
Is that still in place now, that tax credit?
It is. I mean, the two things that I really wanted to push to people today is that if they do make that considered, thoughtful decision to purchase right now, which again, it's never a good time to buy for everybody, but if they do purchase, there are two timelines that are really pretty hard that they need to pay attention to. And the first is the tax credit expires, and you have to be under contract by the end of April of this year to take advantage of that $8,000 tax credit for first-time home buyers and the $6,500 for repeat buyers. And the second timeline is the FHA is getting ready to increase their costs, and the FHA is something that a lot of buyers are using right now in the lower price points.
They're like closing costs, or
they're increasing essentially the closing costs.
They're not increasing a rate.
No, just the fund with the FHA funding fee up front. So some people are going to see increases of $300 to $600 minimum for purchases that they make with FHA loans.
Yeah. Now, we're talking with Jim Duncan of Nest Realty. Where is the volume that we've seen quarter over quarter? Is it in the lower end new home buyers?
It's under 300,000 is the bulk of what we're seeing.
Yeah.
So
apartments, condos, townhomes, this kind of thing?
More townhomes than single family. I mean, I think that the condo market is going through a significant transition. A lot of the condo conversions that we saw in the boom years are really suffering right now. Where they're, some were purchased for $200, $225 a couple of years ago, are now selling for $80 and $90.
So
that's a segment of the market that is really, really hard right now.
Now, all of these new people that are getting into the market as homeowners for the first time with this tax credit, wouldn't that bode well that they're going to want to move up?
I think so, but it's going to take.
Wouldn't that sort of push the market up with all these new people in at the bottom?
I think so. But again, it's something that we as Americans have a hard time doing, and that's looking at the big picture. That's something that's not going to take effect as far as the next cycle for 5 to 7 years. So the people who are buying today in that sub 300 in my client base are buying for minimum 5 to 7 year time frames.
Wow.
So
if they do move up, they won't have enough equity to move up for at least a few years.
Right. And I'll be 40. Yeah. So it's a good thing that we're starting to see people are having some confidence in buying right now. But there are all sorts of negative indicators that we're looking at and trying to make sense of. Because, the foreclosures. I think that when you look at the number of foreclosures in our area, it looks like they're going up. I always make the parallel between Northern Virginia and Charlottesville Metropolitan Statistical Area.
Yeah, yeah.
Nova is up, or actually is down year over year, about 23% from foreclosures. And we are actually up from the beginning of the year to fourth quarter of 2009 to about 57%.
So foreclosures in Central Virginia way up.
Right. Right. And I think we're just starting to see that that wave.
What's the price value of the homes? I mean, where are we seeing those foreclosures? Across the board?
All over the board.
Really?
From top to bottom. So, I mean, I've seen some that are, you know, in the $600,000-$800,000 price range, and some are in the, you know, $30,000-$100,000 price range.
And Northern Virginia, with the volume that they have, though, they're usually a little ahead of us, right?
Right. So. They usually track.
So it's encouraging that their foreclosures numbers are coming down.
Right. I mean, I think they're at the point that we want to be next year.
Yeah.
Now. So it's there's a lot of stuff happening right now, and it's the interest rates are thought to be moving up after the second quarter of this year, which will increase the purchasing price for buyers,
yeah,
and increase the amount of reductions that sellers are going to have to make to meet those buyers.
You said something, Jim Duncan is my guest, you said something last year or the year before on this program that I took to heart, and I think it's the best advice you ever gave for this market. People, if you own your home and you're in your home, the best thing you could do right now is fall in love with your home again.
Absolutely.
And look at it with fresh eyes and say, you know what? This is the time. I've always wanted to punch a hole through that wall and make this one big room. I'm going to do that. And right. That, in fact, is something I just recently did.
Good.
Because I am seeing my home in a totally new way now, and I've totally fallen in love with it all over again.
Well, I think that that's what one of the things that I think we're seeing now is that the people who are buying now are doing it now with the intent to be in the community. And that's something that we haven't seen over the last 5 to 7 years. I mean, we're transient in Charlottesville by nature.
People are just treating the homes they bought like bank accounts and
right.
flipping them and taking money out of them and not really thinking long term. Most people,
right.
This is where I want to raise my kids. This is where I'm going to be 15 years, 20 years from now.
And I've had people who have bought recently who are looking at that 10, 15, 20 year time frame, which I think is wonderful from the community aspect. That they're
oh, yeah,
be here.
Yeah. That's good for us. Yeah.
Right.
Jim, what's the website again?
RealCentralVA.com and NestRealtyGroup.com.
Jim Duncan, RealCentralVA.com and NestRealty.com are the websites. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.